are now tuned in to the Bleed Blue Show. Here are your hosts, Steve Blair and Chris Miles.
Yo, yo, yo. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Bleed Blue Show. Hey, I know y'all saw that. This is the forum for the fans. This is a post-game show. As you see, I'm sorry, I'm out of breath, yelling too much. You saw the Giants just eke out that goddamn win, much-needed win against the Dallas Cowboys today. All right, I got to calm down. My co-host Steve will be here in just a few seconds. Partner in crime, we're going to break down this entire game if we can. 929-477-4171. That's the call-in number for the Bleed Blue Show. Remember to press the number one button on your touch-tone phone if you want to be live on the air for any kind of questions or any kind of comments or reasons. Or make sure it's positive if you can, please. You can listen, too. Or you can call in by the website. That's www.bleedblueshow.com. You hit the blog talk radio link at the top of the live stream via Skype. And you can follow the show, as you know, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, at Bleed Blue Show. Wow. All right, 27-20. This felt very, very good. It felt like we did something today, and we did, man. We stayed alive in the division. Much needed division win against the hated Cowboys. It wasn't pretty. We got a lot of things that we have to work on, as you see, whether it be this week or as far into the goddamn draft next week. I mean, next year, we got a lot of work to do, but nonetheless, man, I needed it. Hey, remember to mute your phone when you're not speaking after you come on. You know, when you're about to speak, you unmute, unlike whoever's on the line right now. 404, who's this?
Yo.
Are you with me, man?
I'm with you, man.
Oh, okay. Talk to me, bro.
Man, dude. I'm tired of these games that take life off. I mean, days off my life, yo. Oh my goodness, man.
How's your heart, bro? How's your heart right now? How's your heart, old?
Oh my goodness, man. I mean, like, yo, I cannot live through these type of games. The regime has to change, man. Like, yo, when can we ever watch a game relax, yo? We can't do it. Yo, the offense.
We can't, man.
Yo, the offense was working against us the whole damn game, man. Besides
yes,
the good runs by Dubois, those guys could not. I mean, I am so sick of this shit, yo. Like, I mean, come
hey,
on.
But wait a minute. Like I tell you this. Oh, let me tell you this. I gotta speak on. Since this is Bleed Blue Show, I gotta speak on Steve's behalf real quick. His message is great win, great takeaways, great special teams. That's what he said. I believe it at that. Continue, oh.
Man, come on. I mean, how much more do you want from the defense sometimes? Monday night they gave us three turnovers and we couldn't do it. Today we tried, the Dallas tried to give us the game and we kept them in the game.
I know, we a total unfinished product, man. I don't know what to do about that right now. You know, what blew my mind is the fact that what happened to the run defense, man?
Man, the rush defense, oh my God, I almost threw up. I couldn't believe it. They rose McCracken from the dead. I almost threw up.
I know, man.
That's
I don't know what to say, man.
That's a sim on Facebook. I said, man, we are the Clarence Rack Pack. That's all we are on defense. Our defense line is called the Clarence Rack Pack. They suck. Yo, we could not get to Matt Castle. You know, oh, my goodness.
We couldn't at all.
Oh, my goodness.
We couldn't. I know, O. He had time to tie his shoes and shit. He could probably read a Stephen King novel. We couldn't touch him. We couldn't touch him. And I didn't get it.
This dude. And that's Matt Castle. So imagine when we play teams with a good quarterback. Oh.
I know, man.
I mean, I'm happy we won. I'm happy we won. But because it's Dallas, I hate losing to them. But I'm not falling for the banana in the tailpipe, man. We are not good at all. Oh, my God, we got by on this one. I mean, we just got by on this one probably for bragging rights. But just to say we're going to do something this year, I'm lying to myself, yo. I cannot do it. I'm a ruler.
Let me ask you something. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you something, Mo. Do you think kind of possibility that maybe, because I don't know what's going on in the locker room right now, do you think this could be a catalyst for them maybe somehow, maybe some kind of boost of energy, some kind of, I don't want to be friggin' sarcastic or pessimistic here, but can this possibly be mean something?
I mean, you know, it's funny you said that because I looked at my wife, I said, babe, the coaches had to lose control of the emotions of this team because the team is dead. They're flat. There's no energy. I mean, the most energy I saw out there, I mean, Harden had more energy than the whole Giants as a team. He was fine.
I know, man. It was a shitty deal, man. Oh, man.
Oh, hey, stand by, bro. Oh, stand by. Hold on one second.
Really?
646, what's your name? Where you calling from right quick?
I was hoping that Terrence.
Yo, what's up, man? It's D.
Hey, D,
what's
how
up?
You doing, man?
D, what's
yo,
going on?
Listen, man, I can't take it, D, but I'll take
did
it.
Did you hear
what I'm saying to you?
Yeah, the inconsistency, man. The defense bend, but it didn't break. But it's like the old, you put 26 in. He doing his thing. Then the nigga don't see, my bad, the dude don't see the ball no more. I don't understand that.
That's a big
you know
problem.
What I'm saying? You get
that's
down in the red zone and you start getting cute with swing passes.
Yep.
Mm. I don't get it, you know what I'm saying? Yo, I appreciate that they won, you know what I'm saying? But we're not consistent on the offense. And then another dude got hurt on the defense. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I understand what O was saying. What more can we ask the defense to do? The offense didn't really do nothing. Special teams saved our ass.
Yes, they did. And we ain't seen civic special teams in a long ass time. So yeah, I don't know what to say, babe. I don't know. We gotta work on everything. Only person, look, it seems like Doc Brown and Eli are the only ones that know what the fuck they doing. But Eli didn't even look that way today. So I don't know what's going on. I couldn't tell you. But I know one thing I came out of it with. I'm liking Darkwa if he's used correctly, man.
Yeah, man. You know? But anyway, fam, I got to drop off. I'm out here in the shine. We got to get your flight back to the A. So I'm going to holler at y'all, man. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Good luck, man. Hey, thanks for listening, y'all.
Stay up.
All right. Big blue round post-game round table. That was the Giants over the Cowboys, 27-20. I got my next call on the line from the 404. Who am I talking to?
Yo, this is Daniel, yo. Yo, what up?
I knew it was you, bro. I just had to do it, like, officially and everything.
Nah, it's all good. It's all good. Yo.
What's up, G?
I'm glad for the win, but I will say this, though. Fuck Tom Coughlin, man. Like, Olin Darker was hot tonight. You know what I'm saying? He was hot.
Yep.
And you can't keep him in the game? Come on, man. Yo.
I know.
But I'm glad we won, but, yo, at the end of the day, man, son, I hope he is gone at the end of the season, dog. Like, I'm not happy with that coach. I'm really not happy with that coach, man. Like, how can you do that? You got a young boy that's doing his thing all game, and then you're going to take him out? And then you're going to put him on
Daniel,
third down like he's going to save, like he gonna save it. But I'm happy
Daniel,
we won, though.
If they had used him right, you would have saw about 20 carries and about 140-something yards, TD.
Hell yeah.
That's what I saw. He kept pounding the right side, and they didn't have, I mean, the left side of Dallas,
man.
They didn't have nothing for him.
Man, you see how he ran Greg Hardy over?
I know.
Hey, that's not
what
he was talking,
about.
Man.
Oh,
come on, yo. Come on. Tom Coughlin got to go, dog. I don't know. I mean, I'm happy we won. I'm happy we won that game. But, yo, T, they got to go, dog. I hate his coaching, dog.
Hey, Chris,
like,
T, I'm going to tell y'all something. He's watching something about this offense. Eli need a third year up under this offense, yo. Eli's inconsistent, but it's a lot to do with that offense is not gelling to – they got a lot of gaps. Nobody's not really working together and teaming together with this offense, man. Like, they all over the place. They all over the place. I mean, nobody's really doing what they're supposed to do. This offense is confused most of the time, man. And I'm watching this, and then it doesn't help not to have a good offensive line. We can't do shit. I mean, it's unbelievable. I'm not a biased fan. I keep it real. This was a gift wrap game from Dallas. Like, you can have it. It was gift wrap.
Yeah.
We didn't expect nothing, man. The defense was doing what they do all year. It's just offense. It's horrendous. They are detrimental to our defense right now. They're killing us. They're killing us.
I know it.
Hold up, Paul. We already passed that, you know what I'm saying? We ain't got that patch rush. But god damn, yo, like, whew, that offense, man. Like, I was literally, like, sitting down, like, holding my breath, yo. Like, yo, let's do something, man. They had plenty of opportunity to put the game, like, two scores up, and they messed up, dog. Like, I really don't understand that. But, shit, like I said, man, I'm happy, man, but I'm just not happy with Tom Coughlin coaching, dog. Like, I'm not happy about that at all. Like, he got to go, dog. Like, straight up. All right. He got to go.
Hold up, bro. 929-477-4171. This is the post-game roundtable with the Giants. Giants win over the Cowboys. 704, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, it's Charles. What's going on?
I know it is, Jay.
Hey. You're going to say 704. You ain't, who else called from the 704?
Hey,
come on, baby. Hey, check this out.
Check this out, man. I even got that in my phone. I got to do that, though. You know how that works.
I know.
Go ahead and break it down, Jay. Keep it real, Jay.
I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it real, real gully, man. At the end of the day, I'm happy for the win. But the win is basically for bragging rights to other Cowboy fans. But I'm going to tell you, moving forward, man, I do not feel good, man. I mean, I'm not going to say Eli needs another year in the offense. I'm going to say it's more of a personnel thing. Me, Steve, and Sam were on Facebook talking during the whole game. I think OU was on there too. And I think the bigger picture is you're still playing guys like Coon. Well, 70-something yards, 80-something yards was in Coon's hole.
Yep.
My fan was they was purposely targeting Coon's hole. If you look at the Eagles game, they exploited that, and the Cowboys just watched film, and they said, okay, number 78's a bum. Man, when you got Coon out there and you can't see that this guy's terrible, when you got Schwartz out there and you can't see that Bobby Hart would be a better replacement, when you got Newhouse out there and you don't even attempt to adjust that, that's personnel evaluation, man. And I think that's the bigger picture, man. That comes from TC. That comes, you know, Jerry Reese. He can't pick everybody good. And you know what? There's not a GM in the league that picks every player right. But it's up to the coaches to evaluate these players and to put the best product on the field. And when you continue to play a Coon, you continue to play a Schwartz, and these guys week after week that's messing up, I mean, man, I just don't feel good about the team. Look at Reuben Randle. Inconsistent, man. I mean, that one-handed touchdown, Jeremy Davis would have ran that for a touchdown. That would have been right on the mark because Jeremy Davis is faster than Reuben Randle. That would have been a touchdown.
Reuben Randle's still injured, though, man. You got to give him that, though. He caught the ball. He's still injured. He was limping while he was
What
running,
has
though,
Reuben
man?
Randle done when he was healthy? Tell me what he's done to impress you.
Listen to me. I'm not a big fan of Reuben Randle now. I'm just saying that catch right
I'm
there.
I'm bashing Reuben Randle.
Went all the way. Like,
I'm bashing Reuben Randle on top of the head with a steel bat, with a steel spike bat.
Get basketball stuff. That's
what
Saturday morning, man.
But what I'm saying is, that's evaluation, Chris. That's evaluation, guys. That's like insanity when you keep putting Coon out there and he hasn't showed nothing in the pass rush. At least with Cullen Jenkins, you can say, third down, he has some type of move. In the running game, and he at least did a hat on the ball. Yeah, it might be two or three yards down the field, but at least he will make an effort. Man, I seen Coon walking around doing the play. What are you doing?
He can't even take Mike Castle down off that tackle.
Man,
he can't even take him down. Like,
man, not only that, he tried to walk off the field like he got the sack. Dude, are you serious? Man, I wish I could have smacked the hell out of that dude. Man,
hold on,
I'm talking about.
Hold on,
so
hold
I,
on.
I'm with Big O. I'm with Billy Bob. I don't feel good moving forward. Let's be honest. If Romo and Dez play that game, they tear our ass up, man. And that's reality. That's reality. Yep. Romo tears our ass with a new ass.
Look,
him and Dez, him and Dez will run through us tonight if them two play in the game.
Yep.
All right, hold on.
Yep.
All right, all right. 929-477-4171. Post game round table, New York Giants went over the Dallas Cowboys 27-20. 954. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is Billy Bob. Billy
I know
Bob.
Who it is. I want you to say it more dramatically, though, man. You got to come on like you the Billy Bob, you know.
Listen. I mean, I'm with the rest of everybody. I mean, we expected that we should have had one today. And I thought, I was kind of happy to see the boy Darquard get in. I was like, yes, Darquard stayed in the office. He's going to bail Eli out. He's going to bail a lot of people out. But then again, it almost went back to coaching to see, like, why y'all not feeding this man the ball? And then, I'm happy. I mean, it was a good thing to see. It was a good thing to see, but, man, that offense, like, I don't know where to go from here.
No.
I don't know where the Giants go from here, but they got to figure this out. It was almost like game one. But the defense bailed us out. Bailed Eli out. Because I know who would have been, right? If we would have took this loss, we would know who was coming after. You know who had who was coming after. But, hey, listen, I'm kind of happy. But, I kind of felt like this was a playoff game for the Giants, really. To be honest with y'all boys, this was almost like a playoff game. And I'm going to say they just bought themselves some time. So I guess all we can do is sit back and just wait to see what happens. But this, to me, I'm going to be real with y'all boys, this is like a playoff game to me. And they got by. But we can't – I mean, the Giants always can't keep playing like this here, man. I mean – This is bad, to be honest with y'all, because the defense is giving the offense plenty of opportunity to make plays, and we can't even do that. We just still stuck with kicking field goals. That's not going to make it. I mean, I don't know what they look. I mean, we might need more. I mean, I don't know. Just Darquard may be the answer, but we need some more key players. I mean, I was feeling what we kind of was saying. If that might have been Jermaine Davis, I think that might have been going to the house. Ruben Renner might be hurt, but
– yep. Yeah,
but I like see that them, like plays where you really want him to make plays. He did like the one he dropped. I don't know if he was scared that he won't get hit.
Have to be scared.
You got to make that play, mm-hmm. Randall. You like one of our go-to guys. You got to make that play. You have to make that play. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you just would have balled up and caught it and got hit, but you got to make that play, and that's all the offense. But we escape, man. The Giants escape.
Yo.
Got a question, man. Like, yo, let's just be honest, man. This clearance rack shopping killed us, man. It killed us, man. It killed just to watch Harden on Dallas team and we could have went for him, man. I know it killed me and Jet the whole game. I mean, this is we are paying for what we was talking about the off season, man. I cannot believe it, man.
Big O, I got a reevaluation on Hardy, though. I'm going to be honest with you, man, real quick. And now I'm starting to see little traits of why teams didn't mess with him, man. That dude shoot off his rocker,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I know
Smith,
he's nuts.
Arlen Smith got that problem off the field. In the game,
okay,
you can trust him. In the game,
just,
Big Hardy, that dude off his rocker, man. I don't know.
Yeah,
that dude crazy, man.
Yeah, I did see
hold
a move.
Hold up. I got some more people I got to bring on. 929-477-4171. All right, 609, talk to me. Hey, 609.
Yeah, this is Corey.
Hey, Corey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Where you came from? Give me your eval. I know you've been listening.
Not just offense, but defense as well. I think our run defense kind of wasn't that great, and it was supposed to be one of our strong points tonight. And getting McFadden, you know, him getting over 150 yards or whatever he had, and the other running back coming in, that's unacceptable. We gotta stop that, you know. Also, our offense kind of, you know, it's iffy. is definitely iffy. I mean, Ruben Randle tonight played so-so. I mean, it wasn't great, but you know how sometimes he disappeared. He had a decent game, so you just didn't have to rely all on Beckham tonight. And you guys were talking last week about the guy Darkwood, the running back, and I kind of sort of know him, but I haven't really caught too much of the preseason and him. And he did an excellent job, man. Rashad and just the guys collectively, the running game, you know, wasn't bad. It wasn't great, but it wasn't bad. And also, you got to give a big up to the special teams, man, because, you know, Coughlin always talk about, you know, we talk about offense, defense, and special teams. So, can't be one phase of the game, guys, and I know it's tough, and I'm glad you guys are realistic. You know, we got to find a way to get better, and hopefully we get helpers on the way and get some guys back healthy or whatever it may be. And I'm not saying we can run away with the division, but just compete with the division and let's just try to play consistent. So that's what I had to say, guys.
All right. Okay, yeah, call in on Saturday mornings, man, at 10 a.m., man, so you can hear the guys in their full blossomness talk about that kind of thing right there. And obviously, this ain't no reason, man. We got a lot more to talk about tonight and on Saturday morning. 929-477-4171. The 254 is calling in. Who am I talking to?
Oh, yo, man, you know this big Brandon.
Can I tell one thing, yo?
Brandon, hold on.
Let me, Daniel, hold on.
Brandon, right?
Yeah, this
Brandon.
Hey, Brandon, hold on 1 second. Daniel, say what you had to say, bro. Yo, we got to give it to Eric Fly for handling on Greg Hardy, man. Like,
yes,
he manhandled him.
I was going to say
that. Yeah, he manhandled him, like, straight up. So I'll give it to Eric Flowers, man. That was a great draft pick right there, man. Like, it was beautiful.
Yeah, it was. Brandon,
my bad. My bad for cutting off, man. My bad.
It's all good.
It's all good, man. I know that fella, though, man. He gets real, you know what I'm saying, passionate about them Giants, you know what I mean? And that's a good thing.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
It's a lovely day, you know, to be right here in Texas, you know what I'm saying, to get a big blue win, you know what I'm saying? they were down here giving me the business, 4 minutes back and forth. Hey, man, you know, it's always good to get one down here against them, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, like a lot of them are saying, you know, it's still some areas that we need to work on, you know what I'm saying? And one thing that did piss me off during the game was at that moment after we got that interception and we drove down the field and we were right there and we passed the ball, you know, in the first and second down. You know, we don't even take a chance, you know, at running the ball. You know what I mean? And we've been running the ball good all day. You know, and that was the difference to me in between getting 7 points and a field goal. To me, that's going to be what's going to keep us out of the playoffs or get us a loss early in the playoffs if we get in. That's the stuff that's going to, you know what I'm saying, hurt us in the long run.
Yeah.
Stuff like that has nothing to do with Ruben Randle, Odell Beckham. You know what I'm saying, how the defense played, offense played, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that, you know, that has to do with coaching, you know what I'm saying. And to me, that's the stuff that irks me more than anything. You know, Ruben Randle, he still might be hurt. That pass, you could tell, you know, how he caught it. He knew he wasn't finna outrun nobody, and he got out of bounds. But at least he did make that catch, you know what I'm saying, and that put us in a better position. You know what I'm saying? At least he did that. He hadn't been doing that for a long time. You know what I'm saying? You know, we had Preston Parker for a while. You know, he would have dropped that one. You know what I'm saying? So at least, it wasn't number 19. You know, he would have just pulled his hands back because he didn't want to get hit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So, you know, you got to pick your paws in there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's kind of like, you know what I mean? Hey, we walk on the chalk line. You know, we're getting better. You know what I'm saying? But in the long run, you know, we got to have some coaching in there along with what we have, you know what I'm saying, to put us in a lot better position, you know what I'm saying, because we could have been up 2 scores at the end of that game and not been sweating, you know what I'm saying, on that last drive, you know what I'm saying?
Need your mic, somebody. Need your mic. Good, bro. Good. Yeah, I was going to ask you something, bro. Hey, Brandon. How did he be acting down there, man, after a loss like this?
You say, how does the Cowboys act?
Yeah.
Man, really? Like, I got a lot of friends as Cowboy fans, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, during the game, you know, they're blowing me up. My Facebook is blowing up. You know what I'm saying? And, like, right now, I'm dry. At work, you know, they loud. They in my face. You know what I'm saying? And right now, I'm over all alone. You know what I'm saying? It's quiet. It's peaceful. You know what I'm saying? I cannot find anyone at work. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you can visually see it, like, you know, I was with the Big Blue Wrecking Crew down in Dallas Cowboys Stadium.
Right.
You know, for the first game. And, man, that night I could not make a phone call because my phone was lit up. You know what I'm saying? For 2 days, I mean, I could not do nothing because my phone was lit up. You know what I'm saying? And that was a game that the Cowboys shouldn't even won. You know what I mean?
I know.
You know, but yet it's still that day I wore my New York Giant gear. The next morning I was in the stores with New York Giant pajamas on, T-shirt, hat. You know what I'm saying? 2-3 days later, I was still wearing, you know what I'm saying, Big Blue. You know what I mean? But where they at? You know what I'm saying?
I like how you use, you know what I'm saying, like every time you talk, yo, like I like that, man. I like that,
hey.
Man. Nah, I feel you though, but I got a homeboy that talks just like that too, man. And I be like making fun of him, y'all. But you get your point of
hey,
thought, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, hold up, y'all. 929-477-4171. This is the post game roundtable with the Giants. All right, I gotta let my family and my sisters on the line. She's been waiting almost 11 minutes. I know I'm gonna hear from her.
I'm just so happy that they won. I am so happy.
You
sound
like you
were
yelling.
Yeah, I was screaming at the man. But I'm glad. But they do need to come together a little bit more on the stage. Yeah. Them three pictures will help us. We got some three picks, and that just set us up really pretty good. But we do have to all the defense and the offense gonna have to come together, and they got to play like they want to win. They got the coach and everybody, and I do that guy. They have to come together to win. They get a little bit excited and do something like, and then they forget about what they're doing. They forgot about what they just did. I'm like, come on, you got to stay focused. They don't stay focused long enough.
They look confused, man. Like that. You know what? I think it was Jet. It might have been Jet. I'm pretty sure it might have been Jet. Last week to say, or maybe this past Saturday, to say there's no fire breathing dragon on the defensive line, you know, like we normally custom have. You know, there's supposed to be that one or two cats that are like, you know, just bulked up, breathing, hungry, killer, maniac, look, act like they from Cell Block 3 type of dudes on the line for the Giants. So
yeah,
get in
that beast mode.
We got the practice squad on the line, man. If you look at it, and it just don't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
It just don't feel right. Big O, what you think about that, man?
Yeah, but see, that's okay for the mediocre teams. We might get by with them, but when we're playing divisional games, it's a whole different ball game there.
I know it.
Different ball game. They got we was lucky. I'm glad we won, but
we you there, baby? Where else you go? All right. Anyway,
Yo, what's up?
Nah, same thing. I was wanting you to speak on that. I don't know if that dropped or what.
I'm here.
But, yeah. Chris, when we lost Monday night, I was so depressed, yo, because I felt for that banana in the tailpipe. I was on the up and up, and then my meter went down. I went back and looked at like a bunch of Giant, just like, you know, just little skits of Giant games all the way up to 07 year and stuff. Man, Eli is a roller coaster quarterback, man. Like, been down, like, you have a good year. The consistency wasn't there. It was just he was lucky enough to have a bunch of leadership on those teams that rallied people, you know, together and got everybody pumped up. And when all that leadership was gone, it was left him to do it with the offense and JPP with the defense. And JPP loses his fingers and we left with
man.
Leadership in this team. And, I mean, Coughlin lost total control, yo. It's like the players do what the hell they want to do, man. I'm just being honest, man, especially on offense because
I really don't see no continuity there, man. And
they have to come together.
Just like one of the callers said, I don't understand at this point in your career, Coughlin, how you not get control of these play calling. We got down there by the red zone. You threw two passes instead of running the Dakwa, who is fired up, jacked up right now. You just switching up, running back, and all this taking the life out of what we got going. Once we get something going, we just shut it down. Just like two plays later, we just shut it down, and then we stall out and we put in the fucking ball. I'm just freaking over that. I really, really want that regime change. Even if he's in the grace of being, I would still need him to be funny, right? I'm telling you, that regime has to go. It just got to. It doesn't work anymore. It's easy to determine now. It's nothing complicated about this way of doing things. And Eli, I think Eli is still stuck in the paradigm of Kevin Gilbride's 10 years of. It feels like he hasn't snapped out of that.
Yep.
Throwing the ball too low sometime, not getting it in front of the receiver, all kinds of shit. I'm just like, damn, yo, what is it? Is it just because of, sometimes I look up in the sky and say, what did we do? What did we do? Why are we so sloppy, man? Why are we so sloppy? I'm watching the Dolphins today, and they flying all over the goddamn place. I mean, come on. Damn.
Hey, listen, real quick, I got to ask y'all, I got a new question for the panel tonight. All right. It's very simple. And I'm going to give everybody a good 5 minutes to speak on it, all right? Mm-hmm. Here it is. I'm going to start with you, Daniel, and end with O. Simple question. Where do we go from here? Where do we go from here?
That's Chris, I'm here too.
Stay on the subject. I want you to stay on the subject now. What?
All right, I'm online.
Do we do from here? Start with Daniel. I'm gonna go to Jet, Billy Bob, Corey, Brandon. Back to my sister and whoever comes on, and then finally ended up with O. Go ahead.
Hey, Daniel.
Hit me up.
Daniel, I see you scratching your head. Daniel,
you to myself. Let's get going on.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't know where do we go from here, man. Like, I really can't even, think of
and
anything
to say. And this is based on what you saw tonight.
If we continue the way we play after tonight, we're going to get murdered by the next team that we play. Who's our next opponent? I can't remember.
Oh, jeez.
Who's our next opponent?
I can't remember that.
We're going to get bodies, man. We're going to get dragged all over the field if we continue playing the way we played tonight. I know we don't have a pass rush. Okay, I'm off that now. But the turnovers, we got to turn them into points. We got to turn them into touchdowns. After tonight, if we keep playing the way we play, man, I should be going to the bottom of the barrel, man. And that's how I feel about it. And that's it.
Whoa. Okay, we got the Saints next. And we there. How can I forget that? That's where Steve going to be, man, podcasting the show from there, man. But, you know, and I didn't see any final scores. I don't know how they did today. But that's another helter-skelter team with a halfway decent offense. So we can't be making a front. If we look like that against Castle today, I don't know what Drew Brees going to make us look like. But I'm going to address all that on Saturday morning. And at any rate, Jets. Same question, man. Where do we go from here, bro?
I mean, I already pretty much said, man, how I feel about it. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm happy we won, but, man, where we go from here, I think personnel got to that evaluation, man, got to tighten up. I'm not satisfied with Coon being on the field. I'm not satisfied with Jeremy Davis not playing. Like somebody said, Dakwa need to get more snaps. I think he turned some heads tonight, and I think he will get his opportunities. But that personnel, man, Coughlin, you on your last leg, bro. You might as well go ahead and take some chances. I mean, Bobby Hart, man, that dude looked like a stud in preseason. Even if he's going to make a bunch of mistakes, man,
let that boy play because he can't be no worse than Schwartz right now. Schwartz is a turnstile right now. That dude, man, they went around that dude twice that I seen that it was just flat out just missed assignment. At least with Newhouse, he's getting pushed back, and that's bad. But with Schwartz, man, that dude just flat out getting beat. Stuck in the mud. I mean,
there was no
flat out, man.
What do you mean flat out getting beat? He had no. They disrespected his ass. That's the best way I can put it.
They disrespected him to. I mean, Chris, but they treated him like
a runaway slave, man.
Bro, it was bad, man. It was bad. So stuff like that, man. You know, let some of these young boys get a blow, taking some chances. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I want to see going forward. Other than that, like I say, I'm with everybody else, man. I'm with Prime, everybody else. I'm ready for change. I mean, I'm happy we won, but I don't feel good about this game like that, man.
Steve got on me and Big O's butt last year about taking about 15, 20 minutes, damn near, of a show, talk about and I think at that time, the other cat was here too, Joe. And we was talking about, man, the fact that, you know, old man need a nice gold watch and a nice little plaque, nice little dinner, you know, a little kissy pie to his grandkids and shake hands with all and hugs from all his former players and personnel and be sent on his way because the game is passing by. Tonight,
mm-hmm.
He proved it to me. He has to go, dude. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to really branch that out on Saturday morning. Corey, what's your take on that, man?
Yeah, man, I'm really just trying to find the words, or like you said, you guys, I mean, basically hit a lot of points, man. You like, and I mean, that's a good question when you ask, where do we go from here, man? Is, you know, I look at it as, I don't know, just, I guess, not a guy, I don't want to think that, well, the offense, defense, and stuff of these, man.
Mute your mic, y'all. Well,
yeah.
Mike. Sorry, you got background noise too, brother.
Yeah.
Talk to me again.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I'm just trying to be more consistent, man. Trying to hopefully have
the post game
come together. You know, we still have time. I mean, we got a tough game against the Saints next week. No doubt about it. We up in that dome.
I'm trying to leave.
You know,
we're trying to get some folks before they leave.
Just trying to see some more. Oh man, you know, offensively we didn't. You know, the offensive line wasn't too bad tonight, but just offense and defense playing in sync, man. You know, just having that. You know, where one side playing better than the other. You know, like today was so-so, but we just need to start playing on a consistent, offense, defense, and special teams.
Yeah. I remember I was telling you, you just had the power to change on the
game. Yeah.
All right, y'all. All right. I'm going to give Brandon the same question. Hold up.
On the top of the house on the side.
I don't know if you know. Y'all ready for me?
I am right. Give me one more second. Nah.
I'm looking at the schedule, man. Saints, Buccaneers, Patriots. Then we got a bye. We got Redskins, Jets, Dolphins, Panthers, Vikings, mm-hmm. and of course, you know, they got us to end up with the division game with the Eagles.
That's a bad schedule.
Pretty much. You know what I mean? Because in between there, you know, you're looking at the Redskins, Eagles. Those are must wins off top.
Yep.
Then you got to hope for some help in between there from somebody. You know what I'm saying? That way, that'll give us the division, hopefully. But in between there, we can't, you know, depend on that because we got the win somewhere. So you're looking at something like the Saints. Maybe we can pull that one off. Buccaneers,
yeah.
Patriots. You know what I mean? I hope like hell we beat them. Jets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
Vikings. You know what I mean?
But
we're
going to
need
a defense in every one of them games.
We're going to
need a defense in all them games.
That's what I was going to say. You know, One thing about a lot of those teams is they got running game. You know what I'm saying? And if we can't stop that, we can't stop nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So somewhere down the line, you got to have some consistency somewhere. You got to have people staying healthy. You can't have concussions every other week. You know what I mean? You got to have Amukamara back on the field, which we should be getting him back in a couple of weeks. We got to buy in between there to get some people back healthy. You know what I'm saying? If we can get healthy around week 12, maybe get Mr. Cruz back at 12. We get that running game at week 12. You know what I mean? I can see some confidence. But we cannot have a drive inside the red zone, first down and 10, and not run the ball on the first two downs. We can't have that type of stuff, man. I don't care what it is, what running back you put in. You know what I'm saying? It's time for somebody to earn their money. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you paid Eli Manning $84 million, but it's not his time to shine right then. You know what I'm saying? You gotta put the meat to the muscle right then. That's where you earn your paper. You know what I'm saying? You get 6 or 7 yards on the first two downs, and then you make a decision. But hey, you know what I'm saying? If you throwing, you know what I'm saying, you killing us off the muscle. You know what I'm saying? So that's the type of position that you're putting us in. So that's where we stand at when we're playing the game. You know what I mean? So if we can make better decisions, we can get healthier. I don't see why we can't play with anybody that we got on our schedule. You know what I'm saying? We got the players to get the thing done. If we can get everybody on the field, get everybody healthy, and make better decisions, keep Deontay Moore off the field. He don't need to play until next year with his dancing ass. He needs to be on Dancing with the Stars. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, man, I'm still pissed off of him from last week. You know what I mean? But you know what I'm saying? You know, I think we'll be all right. I think we'll be all right.
All right. Sorry. If we don't win the next game coming up, I don't care who it is that we're playing, I don't think we're going anything. I don't think we're going to make it. Because like the guy was just saying, we're not really – I wasn't impressed by this game either. You know, especially playing a third-string quarterback. You know, we're hurting, they're hurting. That
was
not
a very good quarterback a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
He was a no-string.
Yeah, so, you know, this game was not that impressive. I'm glad we won, you know. Special teams helped out a lot. But other than that, I don't see us going anywhere. I still love my Giants, but we got a long way to go.
We got a long way to go. May I say a little something, man? Say a little something real quick.
Man,
Black Friday real quick. Yo, listen, my brother. yeah, what's good, family? You let me in. You let me in somehow. I don't know how, but I got in. But at the same time, listen, we have a schizophrenic situation at running back. When I say we have a schizophrenic situation at running back, it's like the rotation is ridiculous. We can't run on a hot hand. We need to have someone who has a hot hand, and we could run on them for a minute. And when they get tired, then we bring them in and out. But prior to that, we can't have this schizophrenic situation. When you got somebody that has a good dominant drive going forward, like a Jennings did, you know, the week prior with the Eagles, or a Darkwa did tonight, you can't go off of that hand and just let it go. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. You cannot put in Coon and have Lewis Nix as a healthy scratch when he is an official nose tackle plugger. You can't do that because you become soft in the middle marshmallow. You can't do that. Just can't do it.
That's a fact. That's
true.
That's a fact. That's a preach, bro. I can't say that better.
Wow.
Wow.
That's all I got, brother. I ain't going to go crazy.
Nah, man. Well, look, man. Come on back on Saturday morning and go crazy. You know?
I want to add to that schedule thing, though, real quick. Let me add to the schedule thing.
I can honestly say I don't feel good about none of the games we got coming up, man. I think we can lose every one of them games. I don't feel good about it. Even the Bucks, man, I don't feel good about that game. I, a couple of weeks ago, I would have said, we're going to win that game. Now, I don't know.
That's
I just don't know,
man. I don't feel good about none of these games coming up. None of them. Okay, hold on. Who this for the 770?
That's me.
Who's me?
Black Friday.
Cam Newton.
Cam Newton tonight.
I was
going in.
Cam Newton.
We going
in.
We going in.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, somebody let me in here. I don't know who it was, but I appreciate it.
I got you. Okay, hold on. Let me do this right here. All right. Now, hold up. Okay, Brandon gone. All right, 525. Call up for the 525. Welcome to the Bleed Blue Show. Who this?
Cam Newton.
585-585.
Yo, what it do? What it do? It's the motherfucking boss from the Meadowlands. I'm in the building. I'm in the building.
Uh-oh.
We look like garbage. We look like garbage. I'm in the building. I'm in the building.
I don't even know how to come back to say that.
Let's go, though. We still won the game. It don't matter.
We still won the game.
We gotta
step that. We gotta step our running backs up. I agree with that. That other guy that said it. We gotta step our running game up.
I'm not
gonna get hyped. I'm not gonna get crunk up.
What you seeing out there right now, man? Cause y'all still drunk.
Well,
right?
I'm seeing.
I mean,
what's popping out here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you got a lot of mad Dallas fans, but you know it is what it is.
I want to know what you're doing, man, because y'all don't go home after the game. Y'all stay in the parking lot for like 9 hours and shit.
Oh, yeah. I just put the video up. The video's live. I mean, people draw. We got people falling off the party van. I mean, you got to fall off the top of the RV, draw, fall into the water. I mean, the police just arrested 4 people. They are fighting. The Cowboys want to get mad, throwing beers. And you know you're not going to stop because million Giants out here. Come on, man. Come on.
That's a death wish. That's a death wish.
You want to lift a birdie up and say, fuck the Giants, dude? You just got hit with a bottle, son.
That's right.
So
you satisfied with the win, man, or what?
Am I satisfied with it?
Yeah.
I give him a C, but we could do better. The next couple games, they're gonna have to show me something.
Yeah.
They're gonna have to really show me something. The running back, show me something. Show me the defense line. Show me something. Show me that y'all really really want it. Don't let this be just a shut the Cowboys up, let them, you know, keep it moving. But, you know, that's just me. I just want to shout y'all out from the motherland.
Okay.
Appreciate it, bro.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother. Thanks for the call, man.
Oh, yeah.
Here you go.
Yo.
I really want you to answer that question more than anybody else, man. I want to know where do we go from here?
We know we was baked chicken, son. I mean, you know, that's one thing I think we know. Baked chicken, yo. But if you want me to say how do we fix some things and try to survive in this thing, try to at least stay in it. Man, we got to just stick to one running back. And to me right now, that's Darqua. We got to stick to that.
Two,
man, I don't know if we got to go in the streets. We can go find a big dude that can play right tackle. Yo, man, Newhouse is garbage.
Oh,
I mean, yo, this is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. We're going to have to find a problem. We're going to have to do something about that. Three, the D-line, which I called it the clearance rack pack. I mean, at this point, I swear I would be calling OC and like, yo, I know you don't play no more, but come on, man, help us out.
Man, I almost want Kiwi Nuka back, man.
I'm telling you, yo. I'm at the point. I'd rather call OC and Kiwi. I'm talking about anybody that can at least give us some kind of a pressure. Yo, we have none. Zero, nope. Like Charles said, zero pressure. Yo, it's sad when Cats will get time to sit back there.
He's just
garbage. The man is garbage right now. So, you know, yeah, I expect that game from him. But come on, man. Come on. We were supposed to destroy this team if we had a team ourselves. But we don't, man. We don't. This is the banana in the tailpipe Giants, man. It's not real. it's not real, man. Like, come on, Jet even said it, man, and that was a concrete fact statement. If we play a team with a quarterback, we are baked chicken. We done.
Yep. Yep. That's what I say. I don't see ever
shit,
going
Romo
nowhere.
And Dez was there. They didn't even need Dez. All they needed was Romo, and we was done. And we was done. Damn. Yo, so when you say, where do we go from here? Oh, my gosh. Where do we not go? I mean, we can start from the rooter to the tutor, yo. Where do we not go? I'm grabbing the phone book. Now I'm looking up names. Like, yo, dude, who still want to play DN? Who's still out there? Because we got nothing. Yo, oh my God, man. When I thought Jet was overreacting about that, man, Jet, yo, I'm sorry, son. We garbage. Yo, we have no pass rush. And when they even get close, putting their hand on them, they let Castle juke you out, man. Like, who does that? Who does that? Like, yo, come on.
And they won't even lift.
Choking you out. Who does that?
And let me do a roll call. Hold up, y'all. Let me do a roll call. I got Big O, Daniel, Jet, Friday, Doris, and Corey. Who am I missing?
Billy Bob.
Man, listen, man.
I got Billy Bob. Sorry, I missed. Just wanted to do my roll call right quick, make sure I was up to snuff. Because this next cat. The legal stakeholder, the champ, I'm getting ready to bring him on, man. I know you got a lot to say. Brother Sim, talk to me, baby.
Dog, Sim, where you been at, Sim?
Where you been?
Where you at, man?
Man, listen, I was over here, right? And what I had to do was I had to send the future to go get my defibrillator real quick. So, you know, I'm back amongst the living right now, so everything is everything.
Wow, you're stupid.
Lord,
yo.
Damn.
Fellas, man. I don't know how much more I could do with this, man. Yo, this shit is taking years off my life, yo. Everything is taking years off my life, man. Everything I'm missing, man.
That's the line of the year.
Yeah.
It's killing me, yo.
Right.
Yo, it's killing me, man. But, yo,
God.
What more can I say that Steve hasn't said, you know, O hasn't said, Charles and Billy Bob? Man, listen, we're going to do what we do, which is we're going to win against sorry teams and then against teams that got a legit quarterback. We're going to suck ass, man. And at the end of the day, I'm happy for the win, but this don't change nothing for me. I'm still on my stance. I want change, and I want that shit at the end of the season.
Right,
I want Reese gone.
I want Reese gone.
I'm tired, like O said. The clearance rack shit got to stop. That shit got to stop. Your last two draft classes, all right, cool. But that shit ain't making up for the four that you had before them last two that fucked this team up.
Yep.
You got to go. I'm sorry, Tom, you my man. Thank you for the two Super Bowls.
Yep.
Take the gold Rolex.
Mm-hmm.
And go sit your ass down before they do you like old yelling and take you behind the woodshed. This is to the point. Listen, fellas, I'm like y'all, man. We need fresh, innovative minds, man. I'm talking from the front office down to the coaching staff, man. Dudes that's not afraid to take chances on players who might have an issue here and there. As a GM, you're supposed to be able to convince your owner, like, yo, the team, the franchise that we have, we put the right support system around this player, they're going to be all
right. Right.
You can't even do that, man. You know, listen, we just need change, man. We need change, and I'm tired of the scholarship shit, yo. I was glad.
Sam, let me ask you a question.
What's up?
Man, let me ask you this. Hey, do you think it's more, man, the more and more I think about it, real quick, I think there's no GM in the league that gets it right 100% of the time. I'm starting to think, man, that it's really just Coughlin and the evaluation of game day players, who gets cut, who doesn't get cut. I don't think Jerry Reese had anything to do. I don't think he had the sole decision on why James Jones got cut. I think that was coaching, and they said, yeah, you know, if you watch enough Hard Knocks, you notice that the coaching staff comes together and makes decisions on these players, and they go to the GM and say, hey, yo, we don't think
you know what?
This, that, and that player.
You know what, Charles? You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But what I will say is this, Joe. At the end of the day, you're the general manager. You have the final call on everything.
Mm-hmm.
The coaches
mm-hmm.
and everybody, they can give you their input from now until the cows come home. But if you are steadfast, when you want a specific player that they may not want, tell them, listen.
Okay. Check this out. I'm going to get you here real quick. I got one more call I got to bring in. We got 10 minutes left. 786, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Man, this is Billy Bob. I'm calling off of two phones. Y'all got me. Y'all won't let me get my word in, bro. I just want to tell y'all the guys over here.
Man,
I'm using two phones right now. Y'all got me using two phones. So
you know what?
I would have tried to go for right now.
I'm sorry.
The phone tell me buy the car to bleed blue. No, I'm going to get my funny car. Let me tell y'all, boy, what I really see. I'm going to be real with y'all, boy. Let me tell y'all what I really see.
Oh, man.
Go ahead, Billy Bob. Rip him up, Billy Bob.
Billy
Bob
is crazy as hell, man.
Listen to me. The
crazy as hell,
really needs to, I'm bad, but listen, I got to do it. But the judge really needs to get out the shotgun. This is like, to me, I'm looking at it like it's 75% shotgun and 25% underneath the center. Which I was telling y'all was they need to go back to the old Eli where he's a very good play-action guy underneath the center. Now that you got done, now that we probably found our running back, well, let's go up underneath the center. Because for Eli to sit back there and try to throw 75% of the time, it ain't cutting. He's not that dude. He's not that Tom Brady. He's not that Aaron Rodgers. He's not that Peyton Manning.
Keep
sit back
talking, man.
Every
keep
down and throw it.
We're going to end the show pretty much. So keep on talking, Billy Bob.
I really think it should be 50-50. Get up underneath the center, because like when he got up underneath the center, the ball was moving. It just when the Giants, every time the Giants got in that shotgun, it's just that you knew what it is. Like team know what it is now. They know the route that the Giants are running, and they know what it is. So therefore, just kind of keep it 50-50. That's what Ben Macker do. That's what he should really come out of. We got to keep it 50-50
okay.
Now. Get to the running game. Right. It's 50-50 pass game, 50-50 run game. That's all I really want to say. That's what the Giants are going for now. Work on that.
I feel you,
Ben.
I feel you.
Hey, bro, you better be back here on Saturday morning, man, for church, man. You know how we do. We want to hear it again. Billy Bob, we want to hear it just like that. Just like that. For sure. Thank you, bro. Big O, give me a final thought, man.
Man, final thoughts, man. Billy said it right, man. I feel that, man. We got, because when we in shotgun, we predictable. We too predictable in shotgun. They know the backdoor passes, the comebacks, and all that. That shit is everybody's waiting on those things, man. We need to stop being predictable, man, and keep Darkwater back there to get that momentum running. Let the offensive line gel with this guy behind him, knowing that he likes it this way, he likes the blocks that way. At least we can get some running going, man. All that shit by committee, let's dead it tonight. That shit's over with. Sorry, Williams and Jennings. It's got to be over with.
Hold up.
You know, it got to be over with that. It got to be over with that. Eli, I would need somebody, just a coach, somebody just step up in his face and like, yo, it's been too many years, yo. It just has to change with you, man. You just got to get a little bit more accurate and stop panicking sometimes, man. Last week, I watched you. You panic. You always panic against the Philadelphia in the limelight, the big games. In afternoons at 4:30, you'll beat their ass. But that big game, for some reason, you panic. We just need to get Eli back straight, man. That O-line, that offense, period, man, and the coaching staff, man. I got a lot to say. We'll say it on Saturday, but I'm just happy about this win tonight, just so this bragging rights with this Dallas Cowboys shit.
Yeah.
And other than that, man, bleed blue. Bleed
all
blue,
right,
man.
Big dog. Thank you. Daniel, final thought, man. Give me about a whole long minute.
Yo, my bad. Man, everybody said what they said, man. I'll just go off with everybody said what I was going to say, so. That's it, man. I ain't got nothing else to say.
Oh, man. All right, big dog. Jet got a lot to say. So go ahead, Jet.
Nah, I just say what. Hey, the thing about the offense, man, I ain't gonna necessarily say is predictable. When you got Reuben Randle half-ass running the route, he makes it predictable, and that's
right.
The problem. Look at Beckham. Beckham get open. He don't get he's starting to get double and triple team, but.
Right.
Dude gets open. Cruz gets open when he's playing. Reuben Randle, man, this lackluster, I don't give a damn route running
right.
that he does. This shit becomes predictable, man. And I think
don't
that
you
I,
think, don't you? But don't you think Coughlin takes that momentum
whoa, whoa, whoa,
away?
Whoa.
When,
somebody got bad.
Yeah, somebody background. Don't you
yes,
think Coughlin takes the momentum away when he's switching out that running backs like that? Like why he just didn't continue running Doc Wallet tonight, man? Why?
Yeah. Somebody Cam on Facebook was like. I say, man, why you take Doc out? Well, Vereen good better in the passing game. Man, you never take out your hot hand.
Come on, man. Yeah,
you never
man.
Take out your hot hand. And as soon as he did that, Vereen had that kick, that interception that almost was a pick, or it almost was an interception that went off Buddy foot. Man, you never put the cold hand in there when you got a hot hand like Doc. You never do it, man. And that, like I said, I'm giving Reese a break. I'm starting to see more and more and more. It's the coaching staff and the way they evaluate these damn players, man. The way they game plan and the way they evaluate players, it ain't good, man. I mean, it just ain't good. I'm this shit all really on TC, man. That's
all right.
Oh, yeah. Chris, real quick. Chris, real quick. I forgot to tell you. Your boy dropped another one today, Danelle, man. A good a crucial one in his hand. I'm like, Jesus. And he's fumbling. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
He got no heart, man.
Evaluation.
Yeah. Basically, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to agree wholeheartedly with Billy Bob. Yo, you can't – the play action is what Eli was – he is the master of that. And when I'm sitting here in Atlanta watching Matt Ryan and, you know, these dudes do the same thing Billy Bob talking about, he's absolutely correct. There's no doubt about it. But I'm going to go ahead and give a one time for Craig Johnson because Craig Johnson is fucking up our season. Craig Johnson, the running back coach, y'all should know him by now. He is fucking up our season, bro. I'm serious because, like, we sitting here noting it. It's wholeheartedly. Everybody's noting it. You fucking up the hot hand. You don't know when to bring the right nigga in on third down.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to bring the
right
nigga in on short down.
Evaluation.
What the hell are you doing? Like, what's going
on?
We
don't know.
It's
don't
ridiculous
know.
At this point.
You know.
So, you know what I'm saying? What I'm going to say is this. This was a team win. We had a touchdown on offense. We got a touchdown on defense. We got a touchdown on special teams. It was a team win. We got lucky on that aspect of the game. The ball bounced in our manner. Still we have it. We're going to get baked. We probably going to get baked in the voodoo town.
All right. I feel.
Yo.
Good night. Give me a good night.
Drop
man.
The jewels. Drop the jewel, kid.
No, you there, bro?
Call him.
Sim.
Yo.
Go for it.
Drop the jewel, Sim.
Said the scholarship shit needs to be over with. Darquan needs to be the starting running back.
We need to see more Will Tye at tight end. And if I see Ruben Randle run a lazy fucking route again and Jeremy Davis can't get in the game, it's going to be a problem, yo. I can't stand that. Listen, the off season, I'm going to buy the U-Haul. I'm backing that shit up to the stadium, and I'm telling fucking Newhouse. I'm telling Sports, and I'm telling Sports, Jennings, Newhouse, and Kuhn. Throw the shit in there on me. I'll take it wherever you need it to go. Y'all have to get the fuck out of here, man. Y'all are killing this team, man. Killing this team. And I can't take it no more, man. Listen, like my man said, it was a team win. I love it. You know, it's a victory. But we got a whole lot that got to be squared away if we're going to pose any real challenge to do anything.
Yeah, all right. All right, good enough. Corey, you one of the last. I'll give you some wisdom.
Oh man, just like someone said earlier, we need a pass rush, and like we said before, we need to have a strong run game. Man, we have a good pass rush and a strong run game. We can be competitive, and our season shouldn't be lost, which is not lost, but it could be a competitive season for us.
Yep. Okay. Doris.
I don't see us going anywhere. We got to wait until next year. I'm with that guy with the receiver later and with the U-Haul. We need to revamp. We're done.
Right.
I'm happy we beat Dallas. That was our Super Bowl right there. Our season is over.
Yep. I'm with you, Doris.
Right. Right. All the way. I'm with her. All the way 100.
That's
the president.
We are done.
You're the real
Bob,
MVP.
You got two phones on. Billy Bob.
Billy Bob,
man. Pick
you
up really nice before we go off the air, dog.
Hold on. Hey, Chris, I need to apologize to Billy Bob. Billy Bob, you was right, bro. You was right. I can't even argue that no more. You was right, man. Like O said, it's like every week we one step away from being baked fucking chicken, yo. You was right, man. I bow down to you, Billy Bob.
You said
I bow down.
Hey, bro. I don't know why.
Yo, real quick. I want to give a one time to Steve and them too. Steve and all y'all on this panel, because a lot of people were saying basically that the run defense was boo-boo. It was poo-poo. And, yeah, it was officially poo-poo. Like,
yeah, it was.
We done gave up 300, almost 400 something yards last 2 weeks. So it's, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I want to thank everybody coming to the round table. Well, week seven, right? This is entertaining. Week seven round table, man. New York Giants defeated the corny ass Dallas Cowboys today. Everybody knows that. Remember, 929-477-4171 is the call in number. Put it in your phone. It's the Bleed Blue Show. We'll be back with the New York Giants version on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. If you want for any other shows, though, Steve and I will be taking one tomorrow. But the New York Rangers podcast is Tuesday. The Knicks are Wednesday. And we'll keep you informed. So stay alive with the website. And everybody knows where to catch us at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+. And, wow, I'm exhausted. So, without further ado, for my boy Steve, for Daniel, for Brandon, for the great Big O, for my man Jet, for Friday, for my boy Asim, the champ himself, for Corey, for my sister Doris, for Billy Bob, please, I know it
bleed
ain't
blue.
You, but please, whatever you can, just bleed the fuck blue, y'all.
Bleed
blue!
Bleed
blue.
Bleed blue. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue.
Bleed
blue. Bleed blue. Bleed blue. Bleed blue. Bleed blue. Can you dig it? Yeah.